Okay, let's get into our discussion of Bechoros Daf Lamed Hey. Bechoros Lamed Hey, and again, this month's Shi'urim are sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Arye ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Austin Tannenbaum, Braun Leichtung, and Greenberg families. Okay, we are on the last line of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and we're discussing issues of Mumin in a Bechor, right, and that is how we're going to transfer in, keeping in mind, we went from Kedushas Bechor to Mumin in a Bechor to Mumin in general. How does this compare to general Psuli Hamukdashim? And as we'll get to in the next Perek, a detailed discussion of what are Mumin, what is this doing here? Because Dafka Mumin in a Bechor are very relevant halacha. So we'll get into movement for animals, and once we're on the topic, we'll get into movement for people. Bali movement, that's where the discussion is in this Masechta. And finally, in the eighth parak, that's where we get into Pidyon HaBen, which we haven't discussed yet. We discussed Bechor Behema Tmeya, the Pidyon Petach Hamor, that was the first parak. All of these prakim are about Bechor Behema Tahora, that's the second parak through the seventh parak. Largely includes a lot of other Mumin issues. And then finally, the last parak, the eighth parak of Yesh Bechor, will be about, the last parak about Bechor will be about that. And then the last parak in the Masechta is Maaser Behema, the ninth parak, which, as we saw earlier, Maaser is Nechlal, so to speak, in the world of Bechor, like the Rambam said in the beginning of Bechoros. And that's why the Rambam patterned it after what Reb Yehuda Hanasi already did in Mishnayos. So we just discussed the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zera, and that is, what's the halacha with knas? If, even though we fine someone who puts a mum on their animal, and we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether it was a knas forever, or just a knas until another mum develops, and then, because then you're not getting hana'ah from what you did, so does that apply to the next generation? So that was the question. Does it apply? Because on the one hand, when it comes to selling an evit to a goy, so then we fine Kone's b'no acharav, but we make the son redeem him, even though it's a lot of money. Why? Because every day you're being mafgalei mimitzvos. Right, if somebody is an evid is by a Jew, so then he's more in the world of mitzvos, but by a guy he's not in the world of mitzvos. On the one hand, you would force him. On the other hand, by kivim alaftum alawid, if somebody delays and is planning to do a lot of work on chalam oed, and he dies beforehand, so he didn't end up doing it. So we're not going to find the son in that case, because ultimately there was no work done. Whatever work was usher, as we mentioned. The malachan chalamoed is a major machlokas rishonim, whether there's it's daraisa and masar kasul chachamim, or is all derabanan. Right, the five hetera mentioned in the poskim, the tour at the beginning of Hilchos Chalamoed, Tav Kuf Lamed, I think, and then the poskim afterwards, the different hetera based on Mishnayos and Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan. So there, for sure, we would not find. The question is our case. So we ended up comparing it to the case of Shemitah, where by Shemitah we say he is not fined, only the father is fined if the father did Malacha of Malacha Shemitah in Chol HaMoed, while we wouldn't find him. We pointed out from Tosfos, even though that's a context of Durabanan, because by Shemitah, there's only certain Malachos that are Asa Daraisa. Right, Shemitah, unlike Shabbos, Avos in Shemitah are Daraisa, Toldos in Shemitah are Durabanan. Not like Shabbos, where Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa, the only difference is Karban, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Baba Kama. But Shemitah is much more limited, so this case of fertilizing is only Durabanan. Tosfos points out that still the Gemara compares it, because Shemitah is very Chamor, Kamakasha, Avkashel, Shvias. Good. So just finishing up that discussion, Amar Abaya, last line, Naktinan, we hold the following case also. Timei Taros Vameis. If somebody is Metame, the Taros of their friend, they take a dead sheretz and they put it on the Truma of the friend. So what is that called? Hezek She'eno Nikar. Hezek that is not recognizable to the naked eye, to outside, and then he dies. So Hezek She'eno Nikar. So even if we paskin, Lo Shmei Hezek, we machlokas, between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah, we paskin Lo Shmei Hezek, like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, if the person who is Metame dies, Lo Knaso B'no Acharav, his son is not fined, meaning it's we don't make him pay. If the father dies, usually the chiyuvim of the father transfer to the son. If the father borrowed money and then the father died, the children have to pay back the loan. But here, this type of chiyuv is more personal. My taima, hezek sheino nikar lo shmei hezek, knasa derabanan. It is a knas derabanan, right? It's not a, we pass like a Rabbi Yochanan, that is not a din daraisa. The Rabbanan will only find him, but not the son, and therefore that's another case, like our case, we compare it maybe to Shemitah and to this case, so then that's what we would compare it to. Again, in the Rabbanan context. Again, in the Rabbanan context, we're trying to figure out again, from an Isser d'Oraisa, the case of Talas Mum, would we find? By Shemitah, the act itself was an Issa d'Rabbanan. Here, it's interesting. So this is the third model that we have. Our case is Vishor Issa d'Oraisa, HaTalas Mum, in a Bechor, and the question is, do we find on d'Rabbanan level? The second case, Shemitah, that was an Issa d'Rabbanan, the question is, do we find on d'Rabbanan level? This case now is the Isser of Hezek. Is there we say, Hezek Shenonika Loshme Hezek? So does that mean there was no Isser? Right, that is one of the mysteries of the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama. It does not say anywhere in the Torah, don't damage. It says don't steal. It says don't wound. Right, kind of. Like even Abraham Yakeinu Lo Yosef. It says don't kill. It says don't, Lo Sigzol and Lo Signov. It says don't kidnap. It does not say anywhere, don't damage. So where's the Isser of damaging? So, a number of various pshat have given. The first Stipler of Maseches Baba Kama discusses this, right? The Yad Raman Baba Basra says it's maybe it's Vahatul Rechal Kamocha, and maybe it's Lefnei Iver, then maybe it's the Tur says, seems to say it's included in the Isser of Gezel, just like you can't steal somebody, you can't just damage them, that's also being mafsid their money, all different days. Some suggest, well, anything, there's a mitzvah of Dinim, setting up the courts. So anything that if you would go to the court, they would tell you not to do, must be usher also. And all of these, after all the dust settles and all of these opinions come, at the end of the day, it's still difficult why the Torah didn't say it. Why didn't the Torah just say don't damage? You have all these pshat in what it's included in. Right? We know you're chayiv by nezek. That the Torah says beferish. By niske mamot, if my ox damage, if my boar damages, those are psukim. You have to pay. But the isser of damaging, maybe it's just like lending money. If I lend you money, then you owe me. If I damage you, then I owe you. But obviously, instinctively, we know that can't be true. We know there must be an isser of hezek. But it's fascinating that it doesn't say it. Some suggest maybe it's to emphasize the hefsin mamon more than the maisa hezek focus of damages. Yeah, but it's, but that's the issue. So that's what's being discussed here. Whatever you say about the isser of hezek in general, what about hezek she'eno nikar? Right? Is there a full Maisa Hezek there? Even if you say it's Daraisa, is that included? Or is it somewhat limited because the Hezek is different? So that's interesting. But that's the third model that we're discussing. Bechor and Shemitah and Hezek. Maybe it relates to the Machlokas Rishonim. Why is Hezek Eino Nikar? Or what's the definition of Hezek She'eino Nikar? So that is two famous definitions and one extra one. So it's known as the Machlokas, the Tosfos in Baba Basra, on the first daf. Tosfos Baba Basra, Beis Amabeis, quotes that you cannot see that it was damaged. The outsider. Meaning, if I look at this fruit that you made tame, I can't see that it was damaged. Why? Tosfos says, because it's not wet. You don't know it was Mukhshel Lekabel Tuma. Tosfos implies, Bezma, Bezma, Basra, if the fruit were wet, and then you see this dead sheret put onto the fruit, that would be Hezek Nikar. Because you see exactly the damage. Could be a halachic damage, but you see the damage. That's why it's Hezek Nikar. In a case where? It's Hezek Shiro Nikar if it's dry. That's Tosfos here. Nero Larid, the Haichash of Hezek Nikar, Shiro Nikar, Hushu Kilayim. That's the case of the vines and the tfua. That's the line of Tosfos. Mashba, if you saw it, it was Hukshar, then it would be. So that's Tosfos. The Rambam and other Rishonim have a different shot. No, and maybe that's what we would have thought. Hezek Shiro Nikar means there's nothing changed in the object. Physically, there's nothing changed. So you're metamiyit. But the object isn't ruined physically. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nizikin, not Hilchos Ezekin, and Sefer Ezekin in Chov Lamazik. In Chov Lamazik, Perek Zayin. Hamazik Mamon Chavero, Hezek Sheino Nikar. Hoa Velonishtane Hadavar, Velonifsida Tsuraso. Since it hasn't changed and its surah hasn't behufsad, hari is a potter menat hashlumen din Torah. Avam midivrei sofrim amru hoa behifchis demayin hari is a chayav umeshalim masha hifchis midemayin. And these are the examples, right? You're metamei somebody's food, you're medameya somebody's fruit, and they're a Yisrael, right? You put some yayin nesech into somebody's wine. All of those are hezek she'eno nikar. Good. So that's the Rambam. Rambam versus Rashi. So was there a hefsid in the object or not? Focusing on the hefsid or focusing on the gavra? There is a third idea based on a Meiri, Rav Gusman, in the Kunshus Shirim in the beginning of Baba Kama, in Aleph Tezayin. He bases it on a Meiri in Gittin Daf Mem. Meiri only has two lines, but he expands upon it. A beautiful idea. Hezek has to do with reality, physical reality, and not halachic reality. And don't compare Isser to cases of Mamanis. Dine Mamanis l'chud, dine Isurim l'chud. Being Metame, being Midameya, right? Oser, right? That's a Yaredeya topic. That's not a Dine Mamanis topic. And never the twain shall meet. That's how he explains this Meiri. In my Hezek Tali b'dinei Yisur v'hetero mitzvah satorah. D'dini mamadis v'nezikin l'chud b'dinei Yisur v'mitzvah l'chud. Uparsa nezikin lo nemer ela b'makam shebelo d'nei Yisur gam ken yeshto nezak b'dinei mamadis l'chud. Shem d'nei ben adam l'chavero. Right? Would a non-Jewish court say that you've damaged? Aval ba'ofen kazeh shebelo d'nei Yisur o belo ha-mitzvah shehu ben adam l'makam ein kan shum nezak klal. Verakha Isser o a mitzvah, Zui poel a hezek, Bazel o amarta, Omratora dine nizikin. Dein shum chiv tashlume mamon, Bishol ho isurim, u mitzvos. Rak Bishol nizge, Vidine mamon, Shabin adam achavero. Bolchein in chai vatashlumen, Ela benezek, Shabitza dine mamon is bilvad. Vidine choshe mishpat, Yeshno mazik nizak hezek. Aval, im Vidine mamon is bilvad, Ein kam nezek, Vitzorch lezarev dine yisuv heter, Yoredeya, O dine mitzvos, Orachayim, Al nezek hazel o nemer parshas nizikin. That's the language of Gusman. Sounds like there's not even an Isser, right? Maybe not even an Isser. Not only a Shame Mazik. Hamatame Adem Manesek Shakola Nezek Eno Machmas Isser Lo Shme Hezek Ein Kan Lo Make Lo Nefesh Behema. And he quotes it from this Meiri in Gittin on Daf Mem. Okay, let's continue. So that's a little bit about Hezek Sheino Nikar, which comes up again in Maseches Gittin and here as well. Says the Mishnah. Maisa Bizakar Sharachelim Zakain Visaro Medoldal. There was a old sheep. It's an old sheep that was a Bechor. They were waiting for it to get a mum. It wasn't getting a mum. It had many lives. And it had a long hair, right? Because there's an Isser of Giza of the Bechor. Viro, Kastor, Echad, and a certain Kastor, some type of non-Jewish officer, comes by. Viyomer Matibash Ozu, what is this? What is this sheep with all this long hair? Amrulo, they said, Bacharhu. The Jews said, it's a Bachar, Veino Nishchad, Elayim Ken Hayyab Amum. Well, we can't shecht it unless it has a mum. They said that reality. Natal Pigam Mitzar Mazna. What did he do? He took out his spear and he pierced its ear. And they asked the Rabbanan, and they said, Mutter, that's not called being Matal Mum Bechar. By telling this Kastor, the reality, they didn't ask him to do it. They just said that it cannot be shechted unless it's a mum, so they matured it. Why exactly is it mutter? So that's the machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says here, well, we don't even know if he knew that what he was going to do was going to matur it. As the Gemara is going to say, he might have understood that it's only mutter if a mum happens in Mamela. But if he puts the mum, he's just ruining it for the Jews. So, it's not clear. Rashi says, Ein lomar sha'obi kochavim hazel lahatiro niskavein. Shari eini yodeo sha'idei mum she'ya'ase bo yishchat. Elonki nafam elav. Even after what he did, we don't know for sure that he knew. So therefore, that's why it's mutter. The Rambam says, no, maybe even if we find it afterwards. The Rambam says, they didn't ask. If they didn't ask, it's mutter. Right, this relates to the Amir al-Akim rules of Hilcha Shabbos. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says right here in the Pirush of Mishnayis, why is it mutter? Hol va'asazem emeila shalot tzivanu oso. Leficha mutter lanu lishkot oso. Kshimizkavim lazet tamid hainu kilu anu tzivinu. We'll get to that in the next line. But that's Rashi and the Rambam, different focus. Right? Is it because we're not sure whether his kavana was, or doesn't matter his kavana. We didn't ask. We didn't ask, even if we could assume that he knew that this was going to matir. But, continues the Mishnah, but afterwards he went and did that to another 20 animals, because he saw what happened, whether Jews, shechted it based on that, so those are asr. Because those are, to put it into the words of Rashi and the Rambam, those are Rashi, ki'ilu, now we know it's Kavana, because he saw what happened, or the Rambam, ki'ilu we asked. Ki'ilu we asked. Sometimes, ki'ilu we asked, if we're in a dark room on Shabbos, and it's pitch black, and we go and sit there with our book, and we're twiddling our thumbs, and then the non-Jewish elf walks by and sees and puts the light on, we still are not allowed to get benefit from that room. We have to walk out. Why? Because that's a case of direct hana. Even if we don't ask, that's ki'ilu we asked. That's still Amir La'akum doing malacha verse, or one could say there's an isra of hana. Right, we know in the world of Amir La'akum, again, we're not going to go into that right now, but often people think that, if you hint, you don't say anything, everything's mutter. No, there are some times that you don't have to hint. There are some times that even hinting's not going to help. If it's direct hana, then hinting's not going to help. Turning on a light in a pitch black room where I can't read, and it's called direct hana, putting the light on, that's usur, even if I hint, even if I don't say a word. If it's indirect hana, right, turning off a light, is indirect hana. He's removing the light so I can go to sleep. That's indirect hana. Plus, that's also called additional hana. I could probably sleep even with the light on. It'd be more difficult, but he's making it easier for me. So either of those are mutter with hinting. Additional or indirect. But pitch black in a room, you can't read. It's impossible. Impossible, A. And B, that's called direct hana. So that's why it's hinting's not going to help there. That's a little bit of Shabbos. But here too, Amir La'akum is going to be included here. It's going to be usur. Do I get the isser if I don't stop him? We mentioned Grama is usur daraisa. We mentioned Amir La'akum also. But here, if he does it himself, it might not be the isser, but the hana'a afterwards is still, this hana'a is still intact. Pamachas ha'itinokos besakin besadeh. So we spoke about Amir La'akum, kind of. And now we'll get into the other case of Grama. So children were playing in the fields. Children are always children. V'kashru is nave tzalaim zebazeh. They tied some tails of foxes all together. They wanted to be like Shimshon. V'nifzaka znavo shal echan mehem. And as they, separated, one of the tails came off. And one of them happened to be a mum. And now it has a mum. V'ariyu b'chor b'maisel v'chachamim v'hitiru. They matered. The kids didn't mean it. Wasn't the kavana? What happens if then they see and they're like, I guess the adults like this. Roshi tiru shaholchu v'kashru znavos b'chor zachem v'asru. They did it again, and the chachamim asered. Zeh klal kol shu ladaito aser v'shalo ladaito mutter. So that is the chilek, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these. Or halachas, halacha l'maisa. Because nowadays, if one has a bechar, one has to know what to do with it. We had at the beginning of the perek, the mesechta, we try not to have bechoris running around. But if one has them, one has to know what to do. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Gimel, in Yaradeya. Asur lahatol mum bebechar, afilu ligrom lo mum. Even a grama. Gon litin tvela gabi osno, kadishi itlana kelev, misham, viyikatea osno ima bechayose baseh. Also usser. Sheomer lo v'kachavim lato b'mum. That's also usser. Vim asa mum bi'adayim. O bigramaso. Ein shochton aso al yado achipo b'mum acher me'atzmo. Vim eis ein kosim no acherav el shochton aso al yado. As we saw, we're not koneis the sun, but we're not allowed to do this. If I had any hand in causing a mum, the Shulchan Aruch says it is usser to get benefit. Im o v'kachavim o tinok matel b'mum be'atzmo. Our Mishnah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but if they did it themselves, im lo kivein lahatiro mutter afilu im sha'al lama ein shochten oso veishivu lo lefi tumam she'aser l'shachto achiipo b'mum. That's still mutter because we didn't ask. Avalam kivein lahatiro kigon la'achar sheroa shehitiru aydekach osekein la'cherim asur. So that is our Mishnah. Rama safekim kivein lahatiro alo. Azlina Lakula. If it's a Safek Lakula, remember it's an Issa Durabanan. The Issa Durabanan of benefiting, this question is a Knas. So if there's really a Safek about the Kavana, so then that would be Mutter. Vimovikachva Misiachavi Tumo, Vomer Shayisol Tsivo, Aser, as we'll get to that. But then the next line. Im Amrulova Diskochavim Hamisharesas, Bebesi Hudi, Allah Bachor. What if there's a worker? This Kastor, Dafka, the Taz here points out, is a stranger. What if there's a worker in my house? So that makes things worse. Im amru lo avodas kochavim hamishareses bebeis Yehudi al habachor she'en lachlo b'lomum v'holcha v'chadcha ozno chashuv lada'as v'in shochtan oso alav mipnei she'obedes kochavim zu kavana lahatiro v'gam ha'omrim lashinu necha b'lomum kivnu l'kach she'tata b'lomum. Very often if you have somebody who works for you, things are worse. Because everything they do is for your benefit. They know what you want. And therefore, if it's a mishareses, that's the diuk here. It's a kastor that's mutter the first time. The Taz points out, but not the mishareses. Good. Again, there's a lot more here in this siman, but this whole siman is based on this this daf. The Chashuk Echemet here, Rav Zilberstein quotes, I think the first of two today, quotes here on this line, by cases of what is called ledaito, what is not ledaito. What happens if there's some type of law in a country that you have to mark every sheep, and you have to mark, like put a thing in the ear. So what happens if Yisroshinola lo se bachar, he has a bachar, and he thought that it was the law that he has to totally make this mum and label the ear of the bachar. Tzorach lachtoch azno. And that's what he did. And then they told him, he didn't have to go that far. The government only makes you be misamein, as mispar habahema, b'yichos habahema. You have to make this whole thing. But he ended up making a mum. Is that called ledaito or shelo ledaito? He did the mum on purpose. He knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't doing it to matter, he'd do it because he thought that was the that was the law. That was what you had to do. Is that called dina de bachus adina when there's a law against what it says in the Torah? Matal mum? We're not going to get into that. But either, is this called a daito? He says, Shuva nira de mutter lako in lishkot es habachar. Avli shabayla v'kavana chadak lo zozen, kadishli is kavin. He didn't do this to matter it, to eat. He did this because he saw that was the government, that was what he had to do. And therefore, he assumes that it would be mutter in this case because it was for a totally different reason, not for the reason of being matter. Okay. Says the Gemara, what do we need both cases for in the Mishnah? Both the case of the goy and the case of the children. If we only have the case of the goy, because we're not worried that the goy, Misrach, as he gets older, he's going to get used to making movement in the Bechor. Why? Unusual Rashi. Rashi says, we don't care what the Ovi Kochavim does. Shahari Noaku Bisura. Because he does Isurim all the time, so it's not our problem. Is Rashi implying that there's an Isur, but we just don't care about it? Is there an Isur for a guy to put a mum in a Bechor? Is there an Isur for a guy to be Matal Mum Bekarbon? Rashi a little bit implies that. Because Rashi seems to say we don't have to worry about the guy's Isur. What do you mean we have to worry about the guy's Isurim? It's not Usur for the guy. What does that mean? Nogu bi'isura. So the Tosfos Yontif says Tzarachian. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. I don't know where Rashi gets this from. But if you look in the other Achronim, if you look in the Rashis Bikurim, if you look in the some others, they point out, well, maybe the fact that we know a goy can bring a carbon already puts him into this world. Right? We know a goy can bring a carbon. All we have that. Right? So he says, v'ulai. That's one of the suggestions given by the Achronim, that maybe because once they're included, the Chikrei Lev says, Kivan Sha'akum Nisraba, Shinoder Nadarma Nadavis Lehektish, Muzhar Babal Yachel al Karbano. That's also a big discussion. Kiva Eger and Abodazar. Hu Adinsha Muzhar Batalas Mumin Bivachar Shari Doche Karbon Mehakrava. He has a mitzvah if he's makrav something. Right, that's the Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eger in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, if he violates Bal Yachil, if he's late. But maybe that's what it is included in. The Rashi's Bikurim here says maybe, similar to what we said a few days ago from the Chassam Sofer, maybe it's included in Gezel. Gezel is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and there's a carbon, it belongs to the Mikdash. And if he's Matal Mum, he's stealing it, so to speak, from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is included. And then he quotes a line, Mazig Lo'adif Migazlan, which is what we were just talking about. Is Hezek and Gzela related? That's what the Tur says. The Tur says Kishem. Kishem, that we're not allowed to be Gozel, so too Hezek. And the Rabbeinu Yonah also, Rabbeinu Yonah, the first mission of Perkei Avos, also discusses Hezek in the context of Gezel. Okay, so that is the Diak and Rashi. But continues the Gemara. So, by a guy, we're not worried. So maybe that's why it's going to be mutter. But a katan who we're worried as he gets older, he might get into the habit of doing this. So you might think, no, we would aser it even the first time. If you only have a katan, mishum de lo asir lechlufi begadol. Katan, we're not going to get confused with allowing it from a hatalas mum by a gadol. That's why you need both the case of the katan and the guy. Amar v'chiz amar v'katina, lo shanu ela de amar lei, ela imkein hayibamum. It's only mutter if the language that you used when the kastor asked was, unless there's a mum, we can't use it. Avalam amar lei, im naase bo mum, command de amar lei zil avid be mum adami. Im naase, the havamina here is, at least the first version, would include any type of mum, even if it's made by a person. So that's kind of like asking him to make a mum, and even the first time would be usser. And on my Rava says, I don't think so. Michdi, memelahu, mali haya, mali nase. What's the difference in Delashan between haya and nase? You're not asking him, you're just saying, sounds very similar if it got a mum on it. So, and we're suggesting that he misunderstands and thinks that it's only memela. Your language doesn't make a difference. Ella nasa nami memelu veloshna. So Rava does not think that there's a difference between the language that you use. Zaklal, last line of the Mishnah was koshehu ladas aser. If it's ladas, it's aser. Shalol ladas mutter. What is that extra line including? Koshehu ladas aser lasuye malasuye malasuye grama. Grama. Even if it's ladas al yede grama, that's also aser. Just like we said, the iser kol mum. Even grama is going to be aser daraisa. Not just Rabbanan. It's going to be Asa Daraisa because it's a result-oriented Isser. Which is more chamor? If we would compare Grama and Amir Lakum in various contexts in Halacha, Shabbos, they're both Rabbanan. Is it better to do a Malacha Ayde Grama or is it better to do a Malacha Ayde Amir Lakum? Right, which is, you know, so we often say that it's better to call a guy. Better to call a guy. Amir Lakum is more kal because then I'm not involved in it at all. Right? That's what we would say. Amir la'akam. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes, based on this Gemara, the opposite, at least in this context. You might say in different areas of halacha, it's different. You don't have to say that it's always the same. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chuvis, Kama, Simin Samach Dalad, in the last paragraph, Kiva Eger says, Umashakasav, the Chuvis about something else, he says, Umashakasav malak votarasso, Raya meharush. The hatalas mum aydei nachri havi derabanan zil raya brura vein ala tshuva after chazina de bodleika b'shabes lo etiru rak lo mar kol mechabein amafsin avalo amir la'akim behedya umikom makom gram kibui shari harei gram kil yoser mi amir la'nachri. You can't ask a guy to be mechabe on Shabbos even though gram kibui would be mutter v'chein b'choros daflam edalad. The Mishnah has a case of a guy, which is aser. And then there's a ribui in the Mishnah to include grama. So what does that sound like? So Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes to teach me that Amir Lakum, Achar Amaisi Bezeh Klal Grama, Mashma the Grama who pachos me Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum is for sure obvious. It's obviously aser. La Suye, La Ramos, even grama. So that's how he reads our Mishnah. V'kiva de grama b'mum da'oraisa l'chara gamkin adei nachri da'oraisa. So he assumes they're both da'oraisa. That's how he writes in the Tshuva that he thinks, at least by mumin, grama would be more kal than amira le'akum. Again, a discussion. Not everybody holds this way. Again, the Rishis Bikurim also discusses this, this, you know, which is more chamer or not. He says, he asked the question of, isn't grama also mafurish in the Mishnah? The case of the kids. Isn't that also grama? So what do you mean Amir Lakim is grama? Amir Lakim is mafurish. Grama is also mafurish. Why do you need the Zaklal to include grama? It's mafurish already in the earlier cases. Okay, so he talks about it based on that discussion of the Rosh that Rabbi Kiva Eger had as well. Good. So that is the grama line. Shalol Adas, Lasuye, Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Shalol Adas is mutter. That includes Mesiach Lefi Tumo. What is that? Huge topic. We discussed it back in Maseches Chulin, when somebody is just giving information and they don't know that you're being relied upon. We discussed that by Kfela, by the baker, by Timas Kfela, right? If the baker tastes to see, is it better if he knows about it, if he doesn't know about it? But that's the sugya of Mesiach Lefitumo, the ne'emonus of Mesiach Lefitumo, which even applies in many contexts to a non-Jew. The Chazon Ish writes on our Gemara, here in Bechoros, Daf Lamed Hey. He says Hakastur Hevin. Echad mi beis dvar. I'm sorry, the next one. Misil vitumo. Nira dafka b'nikaran advarim sheba kisichas b'nei adam. Lahara lo davar bilti shriach. She'adam ohev l'ros davar bilti ragil. Right, it has to be, people are always interested in the unusual, says the Chazon Ish. The Kaza comes over. Wow, what an old sheep. It's clear that that's just stam people talking. And people are interested. We're interested in the unusual. That's just human reality and psyche. So it's clear, Mesiach Lefitumo, hey, yeah, why is he so old? Yeah, because we're not allowed to cut it. So it's clearly a Mesiach Lefitumo context. V'hayna Mesiach Lefitumo. Avalim hashomea margish, sheyesh lo laha mesaper kavana bazeh, ein ze Mesiach Lefitumo. The example given in the Mishnah is a great Mesiach Lefitumo case, says the Chazon Ish. That's why that example is given. Because we like what's unusual, right? Why is it that if something is going on, we all have to see what's happening? We all have to know. What if I know that this Kazdor already knows that I have a very old sheep? So why is he coming over? It must be for some other reason. And he continues. And he quotes from Yeridaya, you know, other definitions of Mesiach Lefitumo. But again, the Kazdor maybe, we saw from the Taz before, Dafka, somebody does not work for them. And here another Diak, the Kazdor Dafka, in this case, where it's Mesiach Lefitumo. A classic example of Mesiach Lefitumo. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Hayabachar Rotva. What if it's a out of control sheep, ox, right? Sheep, goat, cow. What if there's an ox that's chasing after someone? Batu, vasa mamum. So to protect himself, the guy gives it a kick and makes it a mum. Vaso mamum, or he's a shochet on a lav. So one's allowed a shecht based on that mum. That was not kavana lahatu. That was kavana just to protect. And therefore, one is allowed to shecht on that. Rashi says, afilu kohen. Even if the kohen was the one that made this mum, it's okay. Amar Papa, lo shanu el shabatu b'shas redifa. It's only if you kicked it when it's running after you. Avalach redifa lo. But if it's afterwards, and then you see it, no good. Pshita, isn't that obvious? It's not protection anymore. Ma'o detema, you might think, tsariu demidkar. You might think, I don't know what you call this, road rage, right? You might call this, you know, you're getting back at him, revenge. So you might think they're also, you're not kavana lahat, they're kamash v'lam, we don't allow that. Right, we don't allow that. Ika d'amri, or we do. Amar of Papa, lo tema b'shas redifa in, avol shalom b'shas redifa lo, ela filu lach redifa nami. Even after the redifa, my time, atzaru demidkar. He's just reminded of his pain. We're talking about an animal here. We're not talking about, you know, person to a person. I don't know if there's an isra of lo sikum v'lo sitor when it comes to an animal, but this is, we at least say that this is not defined as an act that's matu the bechor. Because that's not your kavana. Your kavana is that you're just remembering what was. Fascinating chashuk yechemet here. Halachalamaisa, but rachmanos not question. This one is tsari hu demidkar. The case was that Reuven and Shimon got into a car accident. Reuven's fault. He's very upset. He's very, feels terrible. And Shimon was in the hospital. He was okay, Baruch Hashem. He was saved, benisim and eflos. And Reuven spends like months with him in the hospital and always has asked him a million times for mechila. He says, mocha, mocha, he knows it wasn't your fault. It was an ones. Whatever. So fine. After they leave the hospital, Reuven's like, I'm driving you home. So he says, okay, fine. He's driving him home. They pass the spot where the accident was. Shimon had a psak that he should say a bracha, baruch sh'asli neis b'makom hazeh. But Reuven's in the car. So is he allowed to say that knowing that this is going to be remind Reuven of the what he caused? And he wants to say the bracha, baruch sh'asli neis b'makom hazeh, but he knows it's going to cause the pain. Yodeh shem yasa kein Reuven mod yifka, yipaga. Is a yavi lo agvas nefesh gedola. Hem yasa kein oshi yomar sa bracha b'sheket. Below she Reuven yavcha mekach. So where do you look? So I was thinking, but he quotes it. Dasa keinim. The dasa keinim in Vayechi. There's a medrash. The dasa keinim quotes. On the way back from Mitzrayim, from Eretz Canaan, after burying Yaakov, they pass by the pit where Yosef was sold. And Yosef looks in it. Doesn't say a word. Yosef looks in it. And right after that, that's why the brothers say, oh my gosh, Yosef's gonna take revenge on us. Luis Temeno Yosef, and that's why they have that conversation. So Yosef looked in the pit. He didn't make a bracha. Well, we don't have any evidence of that. But So this is related. So was Yosef allowed to go in the pit? Is that less than making the bracha? More than making the bracha? Fascinating. But he turned away a little bit. He wasn't exactly there. Did he make the bracha? Not make the bracha? Okay. There's another, he brings other examples, fascinating, of places where there might be a chiyuv bracha, but it's inappropriate to say it. There's a case in the Tshuva's Lev Chaim. He was there. There was a terrible fire where there were many houses and Bati Knesios and Sifrei Torah that were burned and destroyed. And there were a few houses that were saved. And the people that were saved wanted to make a bracha v'tova meitiv. And he says, what are you, crazy? You know, there was Sifrei Torah that were burned. There were this. So you personally, okay, you were saved. But look at the bigger picture. You know, people are going to, think, you know, chas v'shalom, bali de sinna, v'kinna, v'chulu, or that it's going to depress them. What did we do wrong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for us? Either way, minaroi lemnoa brachazu ki v'shanachavak minei chorva. So he says, l'chari here too. He says, unless you say it's not as much of a busha, because it wasn't that Reuven did it on purpose, halokim ino liyado, but he says, Lamaisa, he thinks that maybe it's not a good idea. And he says, it reminds us of a story that's said over the name of Rav Shradron. Again, a wild story. I've heard this before, too. That he heard from an Eid Re'iya, this story. There was a whole crowd of people somewhere. It was a story about, he calls it about a Chassid Shota. He says, a whole crowd of people, and all of a sudden, some guy runs through the crowd and gets to, there was a midget in the crowd. And he goes over to the midget and he says, oh, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Mishana Habrius. And he makes the bracha and he uses the midget as his hechi timsi to be able to say the bracha Mishana Habrius. He says, Oy lo lechatzit shotezu, shebemakam levarech as Hashem niatzu, ubemakam lehodos lo ratzach as yitzir kapav. Right, you have to know exactly, brachas are brachas, but Chazal enacted them in certain situations. And, you know, if it's a case where it's going to cause pain and not, you know, tsare hu demidkar, right? So then it's gonna be different. So the godless also, the Chajig Chemet, is that he gets the question and he says in Shas where it's gonna relate it to. Tsare hu demidkar. Yeah, b'chor islam and hey, that's where I'm gonna put it. Okay. Vaiter. Says the Gemara. Amar b'Yehuda, mutal adam mum b'chor kodem shiatzal avir ha'olam. A Persian is allowed to put a mum on a b'chor. We're talking about all these yisurim about atalas mum. You can put the mum on the b'chor before it's born. Before it's born, kodem shiatzal avir ha'olam. The Gemara Tzemura discusses, is this only Bizman Hazeh or even Bizman HaMikdash? Maybe only Bizman Hazeh, because there's not going to be a carbon anyway. Amar Rava, now Rava discusses, where do you put the mum? Gadya ba'udnei imra b'sifase. The kid of the small, the young goat on its ear, the lamb on the lips. Talking about what's coming out first. What parts of the animal come out first, so it's before it's later. Igada amre, imra nami ba'udnei, or maybe the lamb also on the ear, Eimer derech tzda'av nafach. Maybe it'll go out with its temples first, so either way, just giving advice where to put the mum. Amar Rava, achal velo mechzi. What happens if when the animal, there's a mum inside the animal's mouth. When it eats, you don't see it. Pa'iu mechzi. But when it screams, then you see it. Havi muma, that's good enough of a mum. That's not beis hastarim, so to speak. Ma'ika mashvalon, tanina. We learned it already in the Mishnah later on, like we said, in the context of all the movement. Achut and achitzoni shenifku v'shenigmamu. If you have the front gums that were damaged, hapnimio shenekru, and even the inner ones that were ne'akar. How do you see the inner ones? My time alam yishum to kipoi mechzi. So amar papa, Rav Nami, time to basis mefarish. Exactly. Rav is just explaining the Mishnah, right? Why that is. My time a nekru avimuma mishum to kipoi mechzi. Good. Mishnah says, we know it has been implied here already over the course of a couple of dafim that Kohanim are chashudim on mumin. Kohanim, a Kohen is not believed to say that this mum happened by itself. Right? Kohanim are chashudim. There seems to be a machlokas rishonim whether Kohanim are chashudim even bizman hamikdash or not. Meaning bizman hazeh. It makes sense that they would be chashid. Why? Because if it doesn't get a mum, they can't eat it. If it gets a mum, they could eat it. Bizman ha-migdash, they could eat it either way. You bring it to the migdash, they could give it as a carbon and eat it. And at home, it gets a mum and eat it. But maybe they'll be still chashid because they don't want to schlep to the base of migdash. So that's a shayla. The Rambam, in Hilchos Becharos, does not limit it. He just says that, Kohanim are chashudim. Right? Beis Yud Zayin does not limit it, in case. The Rambam says, Kol Kohanim Chashudim La'atol Mum Bibachor Kedei Lo'achlo Bachutz. Period. Seems to say, even Bizman HaMikdash Kohanim HaChashudim. If you look in Rashi, Rashi in Meseches Yuma, Rashi on Daf Ayin Ches Amen Aleph, Rashi says, Kohanim Chashudim Al Mumei HaBachor, Lahatir Esa Aser, V'af Lahatil Bamum, Lefi, not only to Paskin wrong, to be Mata the Mum, Lefi Shebachor Bizman HaZeh, Ein Lo Takana, Ela Imkin, Yish Bamum, V'yala Kohen Li Tapabo, Mishan Asnu, Lo Lashom, Rav Lazuno. Sounds like from Rashi, it is only Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaMikdash, no, we're not choshing him. We'll bring it as a karban. Sounds like it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Again, that machlokas is background for the following Mishnah. So, kol ha-mum min ha-ru'i in lavo b'dei adam. Any mum that it seems to be humanly inflicted, meaning if it's an internal mum, then there's no way that a person could have done that, so that's not under discussion. But if it's a mum that was roi to came b'dei adam, roi Yisrael ne'amanim, roim kohanim einam ne'aman. Roim Yisrael are believed, not roim kohanim. We will have a machlokas in the Gemara. Is that referring to Jewish shepherds or shepherds of Jewishly owned animals? Not Jewish, Yisrael owned. Is it Yisrael shepherds or Yisrael owned animals? That's going to be a machlokas. What the Yisrael and the Kohanim are referring to. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ne'amanu al shachaveiro v'eino ne'aman al shalatzmo. Rav Shimon Gamliel has a chumrah. He's only believed on his friends and not on his own. Rav Meir Omer, achashar al adar v'lo donav lo me'idor. Rav Meir says, no, you're not even believed on others. If you're chashar al adar for yourself, lo danu v'lo me'ido. So we'll have to see what exactly is the machlokas. So Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar. Chadam Aroi Yisrael Be Kohanim Ne'amanim. One says we're talking about Yisrael. When it says Roi Yisrael are believed, the shepherds are Yisraelim. The behemoths are owned by the Kohanim. So in that case, the Yisrael shepherd is believed to say that the mum happened by itself. Why? Lilagim Alo Chashinan. We're not choshed that he put a mum directly because he wants to get a little piece of the meat that the Kohen owner might give him. We're not choshesh that he's going to do this to get a little piece of meat. Roi Kohanim be Yisrael einam on him. But if it's a Kohen shepherd, the animal's owned by a Jew, by Yisrael, he's not believed. Why? Meimer Amar, he thinks to himself, well, who's this Yisrael going to give this to? Kivan to katarachna be lo shavik lididiv yav lachrini. Obviously, the owner Yisrael is going to give me the animals. That's why he's choshed to put a mum on it. For who adin kohen lekohen the chashin legomlim. Also, a kohen shepherd for a kohen owner. Also, chashin legomlim. Right? I'll say it about yours. You'll say it about mine. Vasar b'shum gamliel lemeimar. That's all the Tanakama. Vasar b'shum gamliel lemeimar ne'amanu al shachavir ve'ne'aman al shalatzmo. He is believed about his friends. Right? We're not choshes legomlin. He's ne'aman al chaveiro and not al shalatzmo. Vasar meir lemeimar hachosher al adar v'lodon v'lomeido. No, he's not believed. According to this version, the Gemara is going to ask, Rameir seems like the Tanakama. Right? Same shita. Right? That you're not believed because you're choshes legomlin. So we'll talk about that. Be'ezus Hashem. The Charamar, and the other one says no. The word in the Mishnah is not talking about the shepherds, but about the owners. When it says Roe Yisrael are believed, that means animals owned by Yisrael. Roe v'chadama Roe Yisrael v'hein Kohanim. If you have a Kohen shepherd of a Yisrael animal, ne'emanim, then they are believed. Why? Me'emar amar lo shavik tzurva me'rabanam v'yav l'didi. Because they're not gonna give me the animal. Right, we're not choshed that the Kohen is going to think that they're going to get the animal. That's why a Kohen shepherd of a Yisrael animal is believed. But the opposite, Roe Kohanim v'heim Yisrael, a Yisrael shepherd of a Kohen's animal, einam ne'emanim, dechashina l'legima, because we are choshed that maybe the Kohen wants a piece. The choshed ain't Kohen l'Kohen to low, and surely not a Kohen to a Kohen, dechashina l'gomlin, dechashina l'legima. So we're choshesh for gomlin, one to another, and we're choshesh for legima. And according to this, then Asar Shimon Lameimar Naman al Shachaver Vein Naman al Shalatzmo. Again, more Mako. V'Asar Meir Lameimar Hachasher LaDavar Lo Donav Lo Meido. But here, according to this version, Rameir is different. According to this version, because Rameir holds, even if the Roe is a Kohen of Behemoth Yisrael, not believed. The Tanakhama says that case is believed. If the shepherd is a Kohen and it's a Yisrael's animal. That's the difference between the first and third shita. That's what the Gemara is going to ask, according to the first version, what's the difference? What's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir? So Bishla Malaman Damar Bishla, according to the second version, that the Mishnah Yisrael Kohen is talking about the owners of the animals. Bishla Malaman Damar Roe Yisrael Vehein Kohanim, Kohen shepherd of Yisrael's animal, Ne'amanim, Haina Dazar Meir Lameimar, Hakashal Adar, Lodan Lomeido. There, Rabbi Meir is Machmir, even more than the Tanakhama. But according to the first version, it's the Kohen shepherds of Yisrael animal. They're not believed. Rabbeinu Tanakama say the same sheet that they're both not believed. So Yikabeinayud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kapusoi. The Nafkamina is the following of Yeshua ben Kapusoi. Whether other non-shepherds are believed, people from the Shuk, whether they're believed. D'Tanya, Yeshua ben Kapusoi Omer, Bechor Bekohen, Tzorach Shnayim Menashuk Lahait Alav. Right, that's what he holds. Rabbi Shimon, Yeshua ben Kapusi says, you need two from the Shuk, even if they're Kohanim. You can't trust anyone that works for you. Kohanim Bebeso. But anybody from the Shuk is allowed. And that's why the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kapusoi. Right, that's what Rashi explains here. Tanakama is Yeshua ben Kapusoi. Tukamar Tanakama, Roi Kohanim, Bein Be Yisrael, Bein Be Kohanim, right, they're not believed. But Kohanim Da'alma would be believed. Right, to stomp Kohanim off the street would be believed, even Becharos of Kohanim, or Nachashin and Lagomlim, only Beroa Dekoi Gabe. So that is, the Tanakama would hold like Rav Shimon ben Kapusoi. Rav Meir would not. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu Beno, Afilu Bito. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even children, right, would be believed, right? That's not cool, the same person. Rashi says again, Rav Shimon Latimei, Nemun Hual Shal Chaveiro, Va'aviv Nami, Hainu Nami Chaveiro. Rav Yossi Amar, Afilu Asar, Ve'em B'nei Beisu, Eme Eidin Alav. No, anybody in his house is not believed. You need one Min Hashuk, right? That's different than the first opinion, who says two. So that's the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Tanakama, whether you would hold Kohanim from outside would be believed. Kaman Azla Hadamar of Chizda Amar of Katina, Safik Bechar Shenolad Be Yisrael. If a Yisrael has a Safik Bechar, remember that's a case where we said a Yisrael Mosmei Chaver Lavaraya. So Yisrael keeps it until it gets a mum. Tzorach Shnayim Min Hashuk Lahoyed Alav, Kaman, Kirishua Ben Kapusoy. Right, that's like Yeshua, that Lashon of waiting for two from the Shuk, that's Yeshua ben Kapusoi's Lashon. Good. Rav Nachman Amar, different Shita, Bailim Me'idin Alav. Rav Nachman holds that Bailim, in the case of Safik Bechor, this is talking about, right, arguing in this case, arguing on Rav Katina, Rashi is in one word, Afilu Bailim Me'idin Alav, Afilu Bailav Yisrael Ne'emanim. Right? Even if the Bailam Yisrael is believed by a Slavi Bechor to say that there was a mum. Again, remember the case. I'm not sure which one was born first. Right? Let's say the sugi is earlier of Efshalat Samsim, Yefshalat Samsim. So I keep it. And then there's a mum. I'm believed to say that this mum occurred. That's what Rav Nachman says. How do you know that? How do you know that the Bailam would be believed? Dilo Temahachi. If not, Meisler Rabbi Meir made a love. You're saying nobody's ever believed? What about Meisler? Meisr, Yisrael has the Meisr. Yisrael is the Bailam on the Meisr. So they're believed there. What? Then nobody's ever going to be believed about a mum on the Meisr. Right? Are you telling me nobody's believed for anybody else? Nobody's believed for themselves? So you'll never have Meisr that is allowed to get a mum. So Meisr may or may not love. Right? According to him? So the Gemara answers, no. Meisr vada behemet. Don't bring, ask me for Meisr. Meisr you believe why? Because there's a migu. Di boy shadi be muma bukula edre. You could have put Mumin in your animals before you put them through the fence. Right? And then Mamelo would have been a Meisr has a Mum. It's not a carbon yet. By a Bechor, it's automatically Kadosh. By Meisr, because you could have put the Mum before and you're believed to say that this Mum happened afterwards and it was Mamela. Ela Savik Bechor, there may or may a lot, but Savik Bechor, maybe not. Vechite Machanami Delesle Takata. And if you want to say, in a Chinami, right? You will never be believed by a Safik Bechor. The Yisrael would not be believed. But we learned in the Mishnah earlier that it's clear Rabbi Meir holds that it's eaten. Shahayir Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Sheh Chalifa V'Yad Kohen. Remember, Chalifa V'Yad Kohen meant there are two animals. The Kohen takes one and the Yisrael takes the other one. Chalifa V'Yad Kohen. Pater Mana Matanos. So that Savi Bechor is Pater from Matanos, from giving the Zeruah L'Chaim and the Keva. Rabbi Meir Machayir, Meir says no. He is Chayif. But what do you see? Why would he have to give the Matanos? Obviously, it's Roy L'Achila. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds that Yeshlo Takana. So we're back to the question: Shma Mina Bailam Eidin Alav. So that's what Rabbi Nachman says. That's why I think the Bailam can be made. Kohanim Hu Dechashid Yamume Yisrael Dechashid Yamume. But a Bailam Yisrael on the Savi Bechor would be Naaman. Only the Kohanim would not be Naaman. Period. Itmar Rabbi Nachman Amar Halacha Kerubishim Gamliel. Rav Nachman says the halacha of Gamliel, meaning even a son or a daughter, is believed. Rava Amar halacha k'Rebbe Yosi. The halacha of Rebbe Yosi, right, that anybody from the house is not believed, but somebody from the outside would be believed. Umi Amar Rava Hachi, did Rava say this? The halacha of Rebbe Yosi, that somebody from the outside would be believed. Amar Rava, Bailam Om Dimi Manu Bachutz, Nichna Shalem V'Yatza Chavol Me'idin Alav. What if the owner is outside, standing outside with us? The animal went inside, the animal came outside, it has a mum, Me'ud. Mashma, that the family's inside. So the family, I thought, right, it sounds like the family can be made, but I thought, no, it has to be somewhere from the outside. How can I say the family's kosher? Ema ko bailam om din malo chayshinan. No, it means the whole family's outside. The whole family's outside, and the animal went inside, so that's a case where someone else would be trusted how the mum occurred. Iyachi maila memra. So, what's the chiddush then, if the whole family's outside? You might think, no, the whole thing was a setup. They put the whole family outside and they have somebody else to go inside, right? That maybe they did a grumma, whatever the case is. As Rashi explains a couple of different pshatim here, kamash malan, we're not choshed that. Fine. So the halacha is like, Reb Yosi according to that. And also, Rabbi Nachman said, Allah Chazak Hashem Gamliel, that about a son and a daughter, V'dafka b'no obito, aval ishto, lo, my time ishto kagufo dami, not ishto, because even if you want to say a child, right, ishto is ishto kagufo. So interesting, is this about ne'amanus? It's not really edus here, right, that you're krovim, but it's interesting to be mechali between a child and a wife. Right, sometimes we find that in halacha ishto kagufo, baal ki ishto, in terms of ne'amanus in Sanhedrin, there are some unusual cases of ishto kagufo also. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about ishto kagufo in terms of saying kriyashma. They used to sleep in a bed and, let's say saying kriyashma under a blanket, but one feels one's wife's body. You're not allowed to say kriyashma in that context. The Gemara uses the context of ishto kagufo. The Aruch HaShulchan, in a very unusual discussion, talks about why is it that men are outside the house and only the women are doing the preparations for Erev Shabbos. Ishto kagufo. Ishto kagufo, the Aruch HaShulchan says. I don't think anybody should align that bizmanas, eh? Right? And even bizman ha-gemara. Even bizman ha-gemara. The Gemara says a kiddushin, that the Amoron used to get ready for Shabbos, right? There's only one time in Shas it says mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. By kavod Shabbos and getting married. And kavod Shabbos, those are the examples given in kiddushin. But the Aruch HaShulchan uses this. The b'shas sham chashem ishu ayo osim ba'atzman. Shrami nashar rabim lo osim ba'atzman. He says, oh, you see those rabbis did it? Mashma, a lot of people didn't do it. Most assume, read that Gemara, just the opposite. You see even those rabbis did it. Not only those rabbis did it. Okay? But he quotes, maybe, Mechiv Zazman Kavet Shabbos Ishto Kagufo. Reish Simon Reish Nun. Unusual usage. Pashtus, Kavet Shabbos is a mitzvah shebegufo. Mitzvah shebegufo. We wouldn't say Ishto Kagufo, oh, put tefillin on for me. Ishto Kagufo, that's a halachic principle. Whether you want to say it's a nemonis, like here or elsewhere, very unusual usage of Ishaguva. Maybe he just means it as a melitza. Maybe he doesn't mean it as, he means it as, you know, the family has different responsibilities. I'm trying to expand the understanding of his usage. Okay, either way, we'll stop here by Amalir Papa. Be'ez Hashem, I hope to be giving the daf tomorrow. Again, a little busy time today and tomorrow, but we'll see. But Be'ez Hashem, I hope to. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored by the Lili Nishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren.